Let us pray. God, we thank you for the gifts that you have given, your word and life, faith of our neighbors, and for your love. Help us all to believe and to live according to thy word, for nothing is wiser or better. Give us the feeling of responsibility and strength to work for those, help those who are weaker. Help us see the sorrow of our friends and neighbors and loved ones, and respect one another. Protect our country from war and restlessness. Bless our homes. Give us the gospel of forgiveness to be the security of our home and strength. Remember the sick and those suffering from loneliness and weakness. Be near those who are near death. God, we thank thee especially for the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from which way the way leads to heaven. When our moment of death comes, take us to thee and keep us and all our loved ones. Leave us into your loving hands. From the fourth chapter of Gospel of John, many of those who lived in Samaria, when they heard this, what the Samaritan woman had said, and many of the Samaritans that lived and believed him, which testified, he told them all that he's. So when the Samaritans came unto him, they besought him, and he would tarry them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And they said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. In the Finnish language, faith and religion are very similar. There's only a few different letters. If we separate them completely, religion, we can say that is more community. We can say the most famous common religion is Christianity. But when we speak of faith, we speak of something that is more personal. Faith is something that goes directly at us. If I would go to the village of Reisjärvi, if I would ask him, are you a believer? They may say, I'm not a believer, but I am a religious person. People say that they are religious, but they don't want to be considered a believer. If they don't want to believe into some clear picture or person, the word believer contains such a great charge. If a person says that he's religious, he doesn't necessarily tell in the contents of his faith a lot of leeway. There's generally just some general good. If a person thinks that if I act correctly, he believes that I have something good in the future. There's a saying that the evil will be so rewarded. There is a religion behind this. And we all think in such a way. There's plenty of religiousness in us. It is a feature of a person, a fruit that arises from each one of us. If we look at this from the viewpoint of Christianity, we say that faith and religion have a big difference. Religion is something that comes from us. A person can say that he can say from, he is a religious person, thinking of spiritual and considering religious questions. That comes from us. When we speak of faith, there's a question that it does not arise of us. Faith, it is something that God creates. It is something that comes from the outside and is to be received. There are many boys and girls, children, young people. You have heard in services hundreds of times, faith is a gift from God. Faith is a gift from God. And this means faith has been received, a gift that God has done or given in our hearts. It is a gift from God. It is God's gift. Now we could ask, does a person need religion as a basis so that he could receive faith? Is religion needed, good acts and a good life, a basis for faith under which God can give faith? This is one of the hottest questions in church history. If we look back, there has been much debate about this. It's a very central issue. Simplified, how much can a person do if God gives or doesn't give faith? It is a question that concerns every one of us and that everyone has pondered and thought, what is my role? Do I receive salvation or not? If we approach this with a common sense, it would seem natural. Faith is built or continuation of religion. First mankind, first a person, and then God. The man does his best, tries, and then God will redeem if he sees that it is good enough. Grace would be behind some conditions and criteria. That too would seem logical. That if a person lives a good life, would receive better redemption than a criminal, it seems logical through common sense. What does the Bible teach us of grace? This is an interesting question. And that is how the Bible works in a different logic than our minds. If the Bible would say that we would receive grace better than a criminal, the Bible does not support this view. The monk and the criminal are on the same line. According to the Bible, all people are sinners. All people are sinners, whether they had faith or not. Does grace require something? Nothing. Bible teaches us, finally, to receive grace. The history of life has no significance. Grace requires nothing. Grace has been taken, has removed all the obstacles. When grace is proclaimed in Christ's congregation, your history's life, the history of your life, is not questioned anymore. It is without any terms or conditions. All sins are forgiven for the sake of Christ. Grace does not mean that we do or that we go somewhere, but it is that Christ comes to us. When Christ meets a person with no grace, then there is rebirth. This is a common word for you children too. From service, a rebirth, all begins from the beginning. Grace gives a new heart. A new person is born. Faith is such incredible, great gift of God. Dear listeners, for this reason, when we speak of faith, it is important to remember faith is not of our acts and works, but completely gift from God. For that reason, our connection to God should not be built from our view, but on the view of God's grace, Jesus' grace. The motto of these services, the righteous shall live of faith. A Christian does not live of his own religion or of his own acts, but of the faith influenced by Christ, where he is with us. If we look at this gospel text today, faith was mentioned 3 times. In the last few verses, sentences, significant things were said of this faith. Now we don't believe only based on your words, but we have heard him or Jesus, and we know that this indeed is the Savior of the world, that he is indeed the Savior of the world. The content of faith is that we know what we believe. It's just the same how outwardly a believing person may be. If it is only an ideology or a way of life, it is no longer, according to the Bible, the most important thing of the faith is the relationship to Jesus. We know that he is the Savior of the world. When Martin Luther said, who has been spoken of many times here, it is the trust of God's word and trust in Jesus. This faith has a destination or a target. Then a person would believe in his own faith and believing in themselves. That's why it is important that we speak of Jesus. And that is why in services we always speak of Jesus and his kingdom, because Jesus is the target of our faith. He is our personal Savior. And that life that we live here in Reykjavik, it is life with Jesus, and beside him. We do not live our own life alone, we live our life with Jesus. Paul writes in Galatians very bravely. He said, Jesus lives in me. Jesus lives inside me. And such a close connection is in question. In services we hear, Christ through faith lives in our hearts. The God that came into flesh moves to live in our heart, and this faith is what is in question now. In the hymn that we sang before the text, Jesus my treasure, precious in my heart, faith is such a great matter, great gift of God. Dear listener, have you thought of what a great thing this is in question, this faith? You have come to services sometime in the midst of great sorrow, problems and difficulties, uncertainty, insecurity, or perhaps someone suffers of great conscience, problems of conscience, a question of salvation you are scared of. Someone might feel, God does not know how I live, what situation. Someone may experience that Jesus has turned his back and doesn't care and doesn't remember me. No matter how poor or bad life has been, and if life has gone through walls or banged your head on the wall, nevertheless, without any requirements, you can own all of salvation as a gift from God's great grace. The gospel is in our midst, even today. The gospel speaks of the good God. And this gospel is taken down from all requirements of humankind. There are no requirements how to act or behave to receive it. There's the question that Christ comes to us. We do not achieve or reach God. God reaches us, and therefore everyone can be of a secured mind, you can remain believing the gospel of the kingdom of God for the sake of Christ, all your sins forgiven. You can believe to Jesus' own, in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. You can bravely come here to receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and to believe in his trust. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us stand to confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.